92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The big box retailers of America are fed up with your behavior, so they're fighting back. The suits at Target, Walgreens, Walmart, and many other big chains are really annoyed with the amount of theft happening at their stores. Retail crime has risen by 26% since this time last year, resulting in an average inventory loss of as much as $100 million per store. Target is expected to lose $600 million in profits this year because of people pinching stuff. And what bothers them the most is that the people who are doing this stuff aren't the poor, the homeless, and the ones who can't afford to get food. No, it's the people who are financially healthy and should have no trouble paying for things. Over the last year, we've seen so many videos of gangs, groups of people, mass raiding stores, rummaging, rampaging, and grabbing all they can, running out to waiting cars and driving away. It's theft at mass scale. Many people are also pointing to the self-checkout systems as a big cause of the problem. Even though there's heavy camera and live people monitoring what's going on, people are still failing to pay for lots of stuff. A lot of the bigger items that get stolen get put up for sale on internet sites like eBay and other third-party sellers. There's hundreds of them these days. Organized retail theft impacts everyone. It forces national retailers to implement price hikes. That causes more theft, and pretty soon you see stores close because of it, because you can't keep losing money and expect to stay in business. That's not how this stuff works.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.